reaction to John Mara's comments?
We talked.
And did you apologize?
No, I said we talked. Mr. Mara and I talked.
Going forward, what does that mean to us?
Him and I talked. We had a discussion, private discussion behind in his office. So we talked about it, him and I.
Do you feel in any way that you embarrassed the organization?
More myself, I guess. Only thing is just causing a penalty for the team. It's really it. I don't even know if they knew to call the flag or not, because the look of confusion on their face was, do we throw the flag or not? And then it was kind of just like, you threw the flag. So the only regret is causing us 15 yards, having to cover a long kickoff. Thankfully, we didn't have any setback from there. Covered the kickoff well, so.
Odell, going forward, will you choose a different form of celebration?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you were out of line with that one?
I don't know. I don't think any of us know the rules on what you could do celebrating. You know, they put in a new celebration thing to kind of make it seem as if, you know, the players can celebrate. And then you celebrate and, you know, you only have 40 seconds. So if you celebrate for 20, you got 20 seconds to run on and kick a field goal. So I don't really know. I don't really know how it works. But I do know going forward I have a lot better celebration.
Was the celebration improvised or did you think of it?
I don't really. I'm talking about Tampa now.
Oh, no, was it a response to the president's comments?
I think I was just telling him we're talking about Tampa, if that's cool with you.
Odell, I was going to ask you one question about balancing your passion for the game, which is great, with showing comportment as well. Is that something you still need to work on?
I felt pretty good all year, pretty much all offseason, until, you know, you're 0-2. We're down 14-0 in the fourth quarter, and it's time. It's time to win games. It's time to make plays, and I just like being a spark and some energy for this team. And I know that, you know, that touchdown and the one after it put us in good position, but it's just the little thing of getting a penalty. You just can't do it. It just doesn't need to be done, and that's really the bottom line.
Odell, what kind of challenges do the Buccaneers defense present to you this week?
They have a good defense, in my opinion. You know, Hargrove's the corner who I've gone against his college. Brent Grimes, I like. You know, I think T.J. Ward just got over there, and he's a hail raiser, in my opinion, a guy you got to watch for. And, up front, I've been to the Pro Bowl with McCoy. I've watched him. I've watched his film. He's trouble. They got some real good linebackers over there. I'm not going to give Quan any credit because I went to school with him, but he's a phenomenal player, him, Kendall Beckwith over there. These are guys who I've played with and know what they're capable of. So they have a very talented group. It's just time for us to get a win, and really the biggest focus is on ourselves right now.
How do you get points up on the board earlier instead of kind of waiting until you're in the game?
I mean, we were in the red zone 5 times, I think, and came away with 2 touchdowns, and it was in the end. It's just about scoring touchdowns. That's the bottom line. The game comes down to scoring touchdowns. Field goals aren't going to get it done. You can get down there 5 times, kick 5 field goals. It's 15 points. They scored twice. They're down by 1. Like, it's about touchdowns, and that's what we have to do.
Oh, that was the fourth quarter of last game, scoring all those points. Give you guys confidence going forward that you know the offense can actually do this?
I don't know if it was the fourth quarter. I felt like we moved the ball all game, up and down the field. Just couldn't put it in the end zone. And that's, like I said, it's just the bottom line. It's getting touchdowns.
Odell, are you a desperate football team that used to play with an air of desperation?
I don't know what desperate means. I've never been desperate in my life. And I know that we're not desperate, but we do need a win, period. It's time now. And that's the plan.
Do you still believe in this club?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in us. So it's just a matter of putting everything together, finishing drives, all the little things, details, winning.
As good as this Bucs defense is, as you were saying before, they did give up quite a few passing yards, receiving yards last game. So is that an area that you guys feel like you can exploit?
I mean, our defense gave up a lot of running yards, and it usually doesn't happen. So, you know, don't know if it's a one-time thing, if they're susceptible to giving up pass yards or what, but I know they're a good defense, and I know they just lost last week, correct? So they're going to come out with some intensity, fired up. You know, they're at home. They're going to come out to get a win, so we just have to play our best football.
Well, this is our only chance to ask you questions other than post-game usually. I mean, I'm sorry to go back, but
if we're going to keep going forward.
I mean, if this is your only chance to kind of say in the public conversation what you intended with that
Yeah,
action.
I really focused on Tampa.
So you don't want to clarify it anymore, even though...
No, that's why. That's what I was telling him, and then I think I told him about, like, we could just move to Tampa because that's the only thing that's important right now.
Two more guys.
Well, Jelly, you are not on the injury report this week for the first time. Does that mean you are fine?
I mean, I've been playing the past 2 weeks, so I'm all right.
Did you feel your performance last week and moving forward is an indication that you
just getting better. Have rehab, you know, today, doctor come in, tomorrow, Friday, it's just the same thing over and over again. So until that tape comes off my ankle, it's the only way I'll be able to tell you I'm fine, I'm 100%.